Today, we are talking about girls' education in Africa. First, we have to travel back in time to the 15th century to when education first arrived in Africa.
We arrive at a village on the western coast of Africa, teeming with native people going about their daily lives. The sun beats down on a warm spring day with waves pounding the bottom of the cliff that the village rests on.
Inside a straw and mud hut, a girl and her mom are preparing lunch for their family. The girl's name is Mawa, and she has shared her experience with us about education in Africa.
Every day, Mawa walks with her older brother to school. She doesn't go to school because she is needed at home. In fact, only 60 girls for every 100 boys go to school in Africa.
Mawa wishes she could learn to read and write, an anomaly in the 1400s, but it is a privilege that she can't have. When she has kids, they all go to school, no matter their gender.
Now it's time to take a look at present day. Among whitewashed beaches and steep escarpments lies a small village in Burkina Faso. Western Africa is the worst part of Africa for girls' education. Back to the story. A girl and her two brothers are walking home from school, which was just dismissed, and are discussing what they will have for dinner.
This girl's name is Upanga, and she is 14 years old. Many of her friends can't read or write, part of the 77 million girls between 15 and 24 that are illiterate. Her family has made sure that all of its members have an education.
Even though the schooling conditions in Africa aren't great, 50% of schools don't have water or bathroom access, and only 22% have electricity. Upanga and her 13 and 10-year-old brothers go to school every day.
Upanga is in her last year of primary school and will either go to secondary school or stay at home next year. There is even a chance of her joining the ranks of 29 million girls in poverty. Secondary school, which is the African equivalent to high school, is too expensive for most African families, so she might not even be able to go.
Seeing no other way to get funding to go to school, she applies for a grant with the Girls Education Movement. This organization was founded in 2001, and it strives to help girls get an education.
Upanga sends her application for a grant to the Girls Education Movement and anxiously waits for the outcome. And when she gets it, the news is amazing. The organization will sponsor her Upanga to go to Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso, for 4 years of secondary school.
Her two brothers are quite jealous, but they understand that their time will come. Upanga's future will be a bright one, thanks to her education. She even has a chance to go to a university after secondary school on a scholarship, if her grades are good enough. Educating African children is extremely important because the future of Africa is those children.
If you can, donate to the Girls Education Movement or another charity that helps educate the children of Africa. The good caused by your donation will change the lives of many who may in turn change the world.